Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
20 years ago, a young guy named Jawed Karim uploaded a 19-second clip called Me at the Zoo. It was blurry, it was awkward, it was utterly unremarkable, except for the fact that it was the first ever YouTube video. Fast forward 2 decades and YouTube has transformed everything from music and comedy to politics and indeed the culture. Joining us now to look back and indeed to look forward is broadcaster Fionnuala J. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning. How are you?
Let's start with that. Well, is iconic the right word? Let's just call it the first video, Me at the Zoo. This was put up on a website that originally started life as a dating website rather than a video sharing platform.
Yeah, I think people forget this about YouTube. It originally started as a dating website called TuneIn Hookup. It was these three ex-PayPal employees, one of them you mentioned there, Chad Hurley, Steve Chen and Jawed Karim. And they were looking at setting up a dating website in which you wanted to meet someone, you uploaded a video to kind of introduce yourself. A very novel idea at the time in 2005, but never ended up taking off. They couldn't get traction on it. And again, for any of the younger listeners, you have to bear in mind at this point, if you wanted to watch a video on the internet, it was kind of impossible, a huge rigmarole. So they decided to turn TuneIn Dating or TuneIn Hookup into this video sharing platform that became YouTube. And as you said, Jawed Karim ended up putting up this first video on April 23rd, 2005, Me at the Zoo, just a clip of at the zoo, very standard. They just put it up as this texting clip and, as they say, the rest is history.
It spawned billions and billions of hours of cats crawling up curtains. How did it evolve from that?
I mean, I think it'd be fair to say that it kind of created the creator economy, like the content creator economy, created influencers in a way. You had people sharing like different aspects of their lives from all corners of the world, and it kind of took out that middleman you would have had previously. If you had an idea for something, you know, like a comedy sketch or a show, you could
do
it.
You had to go to a broadcaster. Yuck. Hate them.
But YouTube removed the middleman. You didn't have to. You could get straight to the audience that you wanted to get. And look, even more simply, it was to the point of it being a video sharing website, it was you could share anything. A day at the zoo, it didn't have to be as complicated or as grandiose as an idea. And at the start, it kind of wasn't. It was very much like home videos, tutorials, stuff like that. Very simple things. Just made it a lot easier and a lot more accessible for people.
Created a huge number of global stars along the way, from Mr. Beast to PewDiePie, even musicians like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I think people forget that as well. Like, it made it a lot easier for musicians to kind of connect with audiences through covers and original songs, because again, you were immediately out there, you were immediately able to connect with people, people got the visual of you, the audio of you. Yeah, Justin Bieber started out with covers. It was
just... And in a true way, the market was able to decide what should and should not be popular. It didn't come down to the tastes of some commissioner in a broadcaster like RTE.
Absolutely. You were able to find your fans and get to them quicker, and they were able to decide kind of who they buoyed to the top in the end. It was just, it's fascinating to think about it. And I think the way it changed kind of the music industry is so interesting, because again, this was at a point where music videos kind of weren't really relevant anymore per se, or they essentially YouTube gave music videos a second wind. It kind of created a demand for them again.
For my generation, MTV was obviously the touchstone, the centre of culture, but it has completely moved on. Now look, I could be snotty and I could say, yeah, but look at the crud that it has spawned, like Baby Shark.
I mean...
But yeah, that is an expression of the culture, so I'm not going to be snotty about it. But just take me through what have been some of the more remarkable or notable hits in the course of the last 20 years.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, Baby Shark is currently the most viewed video on the platform. I think as of April 17th, it has 15.8 billion views.
Oh my God.
For what is essentially, I know, for what is essentially this kind of camp song that has existed, like a camp sing-along song, I should say. It's existed for years and years and years, but it was only when the South Korean company put out their version of it that it really took off.
You're now going to put that earworm into people's brains for the rest of the day, aren't
you? Sorry, sorry guys.
Mommy Shark. the ridiculous thing is we're both actually tapping the toes and knocking the heads.
Like, it's catchy. It is catchy. You can't deny that.
No, no, you can't. And then I think South Korea's probably most famous export.
Psy, yeah, and Gangnam Style. Insane. Insane. This is 5.5 billion views. Again, very popularized because in the music video, he's doing a horse dance. You're probably doing it at home as I say this. Yeah, huge, huge.
5.5 billion views.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Put your hands down, stop dancing. It's Radio 1, it's not permitted to do that kind of thing around here. You just think about the number of lost hours of productivity with 5.5 billion watches of that. It's not just about catchy tunes, it's about the homemade vids as well and the cute kids.
Yeah, exactly. YouTube kind of eliminated the need for America's Home Videos or You've Been Framed because people, again, were able to upload directly. I suppose the best example of it would be from 2007, Charlie Bit My Finger. This was this 56-second long video of two brothers just being brothers, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. One of them bites the other one's finger and he's horrified at this.
Charlie bit me. Ow! Ow, Charlie! Ow! Charlie! That really hurt! Charlie bit me. And that really hurt.
I mean,
why
so
would
funny.
Any parent choose to watch what is going on in their own kitchen anyway is the thing that mystified me about that one. The one that doesn't mystify me, because I can't tell you the number of times that in order to save a buck, I have turned to YouTube tutorials. How do you change the oil on this car, or change the battery or whatever it is? It's mad. There is an instructional video for everything on YouTube.
Philip, if I could explain how often I YouTube how to use a can opener, like we're into the probably hundreds of times because every time I forget, but thankfully YouTube is there to show me how to use a can opener.
That's quite an embarrassing confession.
We're here to be embarrassed, aren't we? I'm not here to yuck yums. You can yuck my yum, I suppose. Yeah, tutorials have been huge, but I mean, again, it can go as niche as you want it to. Like, slime has been huge for the platform, and again, I'm sure parents of kids
to make slime.
How to make slime. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're looking at even in 2017, it was the top Google search in the UK in 2017. And even in 2018 alone, it had 25.4 billion views on YouTube. Just slime related content, people making slime, using slime. And again, that was the thing with YouTube. It was like whatever niche you wanted catered for, there was more than likely a creator or just a person at home making content on YouTube for whatever niche you were into.
Okay. The reality TV shows have this kind of codependent relationship with YouTube, don't they? They wouldn't be as popular. TV wouldn't still be as relevant were it not for the fact that they can share their clips and watch them go viral on YouTube. I'm thinking of Susan Boyle in particular.
Absolutely. Susan Boyle in the third series of Britain's Got Talent with I Dreamed a Dream. That is a combined views, because there's a couple of uploads of it, 47 million views. And I think everyone remembers that audition. You know, everyone remembers where they were, or even if they didn't see it live, as you said, they went back and watched it because it became viral and everyone was talking about it.
Is the recipe for virality today the same as it was back then? Presumably it's changed.
I think it has changed. I think YouTube still is a place, but unfortunately, like, short form content seems to be king now. I think anything that was kind of happening on YouTube has slowly but surely migrated to TikTok, and you're seeing a lot of the same creators move there.
Because there's just too much effort in clicking by comparison with swiping up.
Yeah, I honestly, sadly, I think so. But Philip, look, it's not all doom and gloom. I am seeing kind of a turn back to long form content as well. People kind of longing for the longer vlogs and stuff like that. And look, the thing is, Google owns YouTube. YouTube acts as a search engine. Even we're going back to the discussion around tutorials and stuff like that. YouTube will always always have a place. You even think of the current formats of chat shows are so popular on YouTube, like Chicken Shop Date, Hot Ones. Like, they're what's kind of trumping even nearly traditional media now for a lot of celebrities, promo cycles in that sense. So it's never going to go away. But I think in terms of being viral on YouTube, it's a lot harder now, whereas they were kind of nearly happening a dime a dozen back in the 2010s.
It's also interesting, I note that this is probably more the case for British broadcasters, but TV companies, TV production companies have found that what is popular on YouTube and personalities that are popular on YouTube do not necessarily translate to any other medium, and particularly to television. You know, what's popular there stays popular there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes the ecosystem is just too unique. You're even seeing it with the likes of Pop the Balloon, I think, is a very popular...
What's that?
It's like a dating kind of show, and I'm pretty sure it started out on YouTube, and it's people have balloons and you go along and you pop... Like, it's very much like Take Me Out, but like with balloons. I think they've tried to bring
Still
that to Netflix.
Don't know what you're talking about.
They've tried to bring it to Netflix, and it hasn't worked at all from the people who I've seen who've viewed it. It exists. It's so unique, and that's the charm of it. And I think that's when people try to bring it to a bigger scale, it doesn't always work, as you said.
The money here as well is absolutely eye-watering, isn't it? The revenues that YouTube, not just for its content creators, but itself has generated.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, going back to the thing of what is the impact of YouTube. I mean, it created the creator economy, and it's one of the only social platforms still in which creators can make money through advertising. TikTok doesn't offer that, even though, again, it might be more popular than it now, you could argue, but doesn't offer that in every country, whereas YouTube does it globally. So it'll always kind of top that for anyone who's, you know, thinking about getting into creating content or becoming an influencer or whatever. YouTube kind of remains king if you want to make money from your content as opposed to sponsorships and stuff like that.
It's funny, isn't it, how in an era when everything is replaced so quickly, you know, by tomorrow or with the next shower of rain, that it is still enduring, that it has, if not exactly seen off, but weathered the TikTok storm.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, it'll always have a place because people want the long form content you can upload onto sites like TikTok and Instagram. Doesn't do as well. It just doesn't function for that. Whereas with YouTube, it's also kind of like, if it ain't broke, it's the reason why it's probably lasted this long, because it's like a simple premise, a simple solution to a problem people had in terms of being able to share and watch videos. And yeah, I'd imagine it'll weather the storm for another 20 years at least, I'd say.
Fionnuala J, thank you very much. Let's take a break.